response.
Is your business struggling to be seen, not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, line starts here.
This is a KDKA radio time capsule. Now, the CEO and president of the Heinz History Center, Andy Masick.
While Pittsburgh has been the regional hub, more than one city has dotted the map at the confluence of the three rivers. During the region's industrial heyday a century ago, Allegheny City was Pennsylvania's third largest municipality, exceeded in size only by Philadelphia and Pittsburgh. Allegheny City developed into a thriving and independent community firmly entrenched on the northern banks of the Allegheny and Ohio rivers. Notable residents included painter Mary Cassatt, industrialist Andrew Carnegie and Henry Phipps, and the William Thaw family. Around the turn of the 20th century, the city of Pittsburgh needed room for its growing population, and Allegheny City's 8 square miles seemed like the perfect solution. Although several attempts to annex Allegheny City failed in the late 1800s, the Pennsylvania legislature passed the Greater Pittsburgh Act, providing the legal authority necessary for Pittsburgh to successfully annex Old Allegheny. Following a contentious public vote on the annexation in 1906, the U.S. Supreme Court upheld the move as legal, and Allegheny City and Pittsburgh were declared one city. Old Allegheny City became known as the North Side. Today, the North Side comprises 18 individual neighborhoods, including Allegheny Center, Brighton Heights, and the waterfront district known as the North Shore. Pittsburghers continue to flock to the North Side to enjoy numerous cultural and recreational attractions, including Heinz Field, PNC Park, the Warhol and Children's Museums, Carnegie Science Center, and the National Aviary.
Sometimes historic events suck. But what shouldn't suck is learning about history. I do that through storytelling. History That Doesn't Suck is a chart-topping history-telling podcast chronicling the epic story of America, decade by decade, from the 18th century to the 20th. Original music and immersive sound design accompany us on our storytelling journey. Listen to and follow History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.